When we represent the plaintiff, our enemy is delay. What we want to do is rush to disclose the facts in our case so it can either be resolved or it can be tried. We don't want to delay. We want to get everything out as quickly as we can. So the goal is to maximize a client's recovery as expeditiously and economically as possible while we're preparing the case for trial. And depositions, when they're done and how they're done, have a lot to do with whether or not we meet that goal. Oops, there we go. You know, scheduling the deposition, that's really the most basic place to start, isn't it? And you would think that it could be easy, but it's never as easy as it should be. In fact, a lot of times it's one of the biggest factors that builds delay into the case. I am convinced that you can do anything in the world with two emails except schedule a deposition. And if you've tried to do it, you know what I'm talking about. Scheduling depositions is like pulling teeth. So let me share with you a few ideas that we have for speeding along the process as much as you can. First is you want to decide early who it is that you're going to want to depose. I mean, think about it. Once you file your lawsuit, by the time you're at that point, you know whose testimony you're going to need, at least initially, to develop the case. So decide early who you want to depose and request dates as soon as you get an answer. Now, the likelihood of you receiving dates in response to your first request is probably minimal. I don't think I've had that happen in a long, long time.